This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Home and Services.
Okay, Joey pals. Monday, Home and Services. You've got a $50 gift certificate to First Gallery. We're going to get a soundbite from Joe. We're going to go interview him. 69930 Highway 111 in Rancho Mirage. 324-6696. You've got a gift certificate from Laser Inc. Just go in there to see the collection of typewriters. Real typewriters, really old typewriters, really fun typewriters. And that's Laser, L-A-S-R, Inc.com, 4599 East Ramon Road, 778-4444.
Hi, this is Jack Lacey with Laser Ink and Central Printer Resources. Come on in and see me, Joey pals.
You've got a gift certificate to Elmer's.
Elmer's.
Yum. Eat at elmers.com. I had Airbnb guests from Dubai, and they went over to Elmer's. They walked to Elmer's. They saw the picture of the German pancake, and that was it. The phone number is 327-8419-1030 East Palm Canyon Drive.
Hi, Joey pals. This is Jackie Donnell at Elmer's. Come join us for breakfast and lunch on our front lawn.
And all three of those things, First Gallery, Laser Inc., Elmer's Restaurant, go to one person. And let's see. Oh, wow. Our restaurant of the week, Marty Webster, has six children.
Whoa.
And Dr. Brian and Dr. Teresa have five. That's 11. And my three, 11, 12, 13. We'll take the 14th caller, Joey Pals.
That's that new math.
That's that new math at 323 Joey. 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number 14, I'll mail everything out to you. And Nigel and I will see you here in April when we finally, in person,
spin the wheel.
And thank you for making this show what you have for 26 years. Okay.
It's nice to know somebody flew 10,000 miles to have a German pancake at Elmer's. That's crazy.
Something.
That's all right. I drive 15 minutes to get there.
I don't have any desire to go to Dubai.
Why not? I hear it's beautiful.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, then okay, I'll go.
I thought it was the Dubai Brothers. Why don't you play some music from those
Doobie.
Guys? Oh, Doobie Brothers.
Okay. Oh, those early morning Bloody Marys. Okay, questions from the Joey Pals. What does this mean? One-way mask.
One-way mask.
What's a one-way mask? What do they mean?
One-way mask, look both ways before you cross the street.
All right, let's just talk about masks then, maybe.
Well, probably what the question is about is there's been a lot of questioning about masks, whether they're helpful or not. We do know that they're a useful tool. It's part of the toolbox.
But not if it's not a good one.
Yeah, so that's what I say. Medical grade masks are the best that you should get. If you can't get so that's a KN95 or N95. These are medical grade respirators. You can.
What do you mean respirator?
We call them respirators.
A mask?
Yeah.
Oh.
So you know it filters out 95% of particulate matter. It's very protective, and you can wear one all day, and it lowers your risk, even if you're among treating sick people that have COVID. We've had very little patient to caregiver transmission of COVID.
Patient to caregiver. Okay.
So there are masks that look good, and they'll have like a valve. So people don't like to wear a mask all day, and I can't blame them. And in fact, that's why we relaxed, and we're starting to see the CDC is going to change its masking requirements, especially like outdoors or in crowded spaces outdoors. But the bottom line is, if you can't get a medical grade mask, then you need a multi-layered mask.
Maybe that's what it is.
And so you could get a mask, and they'll have inserts that look like that you can wash, and then you can put these replaceable inserts inside.
Oh.
That look like some sort of filter within the cloth mask. So these are multi-layered masks. They're three or four layers thick. That's better. And then wearing, obviously, bandanas or other things, they just don't work. So you can still breathe. Very few people can't tolerate a mask for a short amount of time. But the only people that don't have to wear masks, to me, in my mind, are small children and people that cannot literally manipulate putting a mask on and taking one off. Those people who need help. So those people just get vaccinated. And then it really reduces the risk, even if you're maskless. But it's just, it's a good tool.
One of the, a co-star from a play that I did a while back, Dear John, not Dear John, John took me to El Corso for dinner last Wednesday night. It's so good there. And I had to show my vaccination, but I didn't have, we sat down, actually sat down next to Michael Childers. I needed to talk to him anyway, so the universe saved me a phone call. But nobody had a mask on. But that, of course, we were dining, but it wasn't 6 feet away.
Yeah, we're starting to see a relaxation of mask wearing. It's becoming optional in many businesses. I think LA County and a few northern counties in California are still being obstinate. Local businesses can still mandate what their practice is about wearing masks. Our employees still have to wear medical-grade masks. We need to protect the weakest and most at risk in our society, our community, our neighbors. And so we mandate that along with boosters. But, yeah, in the restaurants nowadays, what I think we're going to see is now the employees will not need to mask. It seems kind of crazy when you're in there eating and they're serving you wearing a mask. I find that kind of odd, and I think a lot of people have pointed that out.
I can't understand them. Now, didn't you tell me, or did I read, that Omicron, once it's in the air, it's very ineffective very quickly?
Oh, you mean it gets dissipated?
I don't know. Help me.
Yeah, well, the problem with Omicron is it, like this virus always has been transmitted through air spread, you know, droplets. If you're wearing a good mask, so the way it works, I always tell people, if you're wearing a good mask, you could be in front of a COVID person for 8 hours and probably not get infected. Okay. There's a lower risk. If you're wearing a cloth mask, it might take 30 minutes to an hour, but you're going to get infected still because this, first of all, most people don't wear masks tightly around their nose. And, you know, people like to wear them around their chins or on top of their head. So, but that's how transmissible and infectious the current COVID virus is, this Omicron variant. Where before the Alpha and Delta might not have behaved in such a manner, you need less of an exposure to get this. So, but if you're outdoors, that's one thing that we know for certain. If you're outdoors, the chance of transmission is still exceedingly low. Not zero. It's like your cat driving your car.
My cat.
It's not impossible, but the odds are very, very remote.
Joey,
that it's going to do it again.
Excuse me, Joey. Oh, I don't mind talking over his smart alecky remarks. Delete, Nigel. Okay. The question from a Joey pal. You know who you are. Are there over-the-counter drugs I can take that will prevent COVID? And they suggested in parentheses vitamin D.
Yeah. So the answer to that is no.
No.
Well, but let's put some parentheticals around the no, okay. Meaning we know that vitamin D is important for immune strength. So it helps. Like I take vitamin D.
I take 5,000 units a day, I think.
Yeah. So vitamin D we know is necessary for a very robust immune system. And obviously, if you have a functioning immune system and you're pretty healthy and you're taking vitamin D, it might lower your risk of having both an infection or a serious infection. But there's lots of people who take vitamin D and they're getting infected because they have other risk factors that put them at risk. In fact, if you look at 75% of vaccinated individuals that have died from COVID, this is important. This is kind of an important fact.
75% of vaccinated folks, yeah, who died from COVID
on average had four major health risk factors. Four. So once vaccinated, you still have to have four other things that are bad for your body. This could be...
Is age one?
Age in and of itself, yes. Once you're over, say, I hate to say 65, but frail elderly. So if you're like 81 and you have congestive heart failure, or you have diabetes, or you have chronic obstructive pulmonary. Yeah, it takes a lot. But somehow or another, we still got to nearly a million people in 2 years. So the bottom line, whatever you can do to maintain a good immune system. So exercise, hydration, and vitamin D and diet, those things are all helpful to keep you from having a bad outcome.
How about two out of three? Hydration and vitamin D. You do the
keep going and
you
mask.
Do the exercise.
I'll do your exercising
okay,
for you.
Now, explain this to me. Dr. Wendy Roberts, called the diva of dermatologists, diva to the stars of dermatologists. She's been on Dr. Oz and all kinds. She's going to do some procedures on my nasal labial folds and my marionette lines. They don't want you, and I'm all boosted and all that stuff, but they don't want you to have any vaccinations or boosters or see the dentist before you have any procedures. Why is that?
So here's what we've learned, oddly enough, from a couple years of observation of this virus, which after today I no longer speak of it.
Oh, good.
But what's been noticed is, so for some dermal fillers like Restylane, if that's part of the process that you want to undergo, when you get vaccinated, especially with the COVID vaccines, within a couple weeks of either direction. So if you got vaccinated, then you put the fillers in, or you put the fillers in and got vaccinated, you get some local inflammation at the site where this the filler is, and it can cause itching and swelling. So one thing we know about both the virus and the vaccine, they cause an immune response that can be very intense. And for some reason, the immune response, you can get auto antibodies. So the vaccine can cause you to develop antibodies against your own tissues, including Restylane or anything that's in your body.
Got it.
And just and by the way, the virus does as well.
It does what as well?
The virus can actually cause you to develop auto antibodies, which we know is part of long COVID. So your immune response, it makes antibodies that might like not like your Restylane, or it might not like your dog. So it's going to cause some inflammation and itching,
okay,
so to speak, or other issues that can
get
bad.
That makes sense,
bad.
Though.
Yeah.
In other words, the vaccine is attacking anything in your body that seems foreign.
Yeah, it's not the vaccine, but it's your immune response to the vaccine.
To the vaccine.
Right.
Okay. All right. In the last 2 minutes, what do you want to leave us with?
Well, first of all, today's President's Day.
Yes.
But the most important day this week is tomorrow. Tuesday, 2/22. I don't know what that means from a numerology standpoint, but that's got to be something good.
Do you think so?
Well, you know why? Because it's also National Margarita Day.
Did you make that up?
No. No way. I'm a calendar freak. Because the calendars aren't going to be around much longer.
Well, tomorrow, Nigel, we'll forego Frankie Valli for wasting away in Margaritaville tomorrow.
You just have a margarita before you go to the show.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, yeah. Me on a margarita on the radio. There's a thought. Be on the ceiling. Be very afraid. So are you still testing? Do you want us to plug that?
Well, we're going to be a testing agency for the county for another couple of weeks.
Oh.
And then in the middle of March, we want to shift our attention to a treatment center for COVID. We are seeing the numbers drop. I mean, significantly. As I sit here today, right now, we want the case rate to be below 10. When you're below 10, literally, the mask mandates really, you know, when they do go away, and they have, but really makes sense because there's low community transmission. We're for the first time, right around 20.
Oh,
and we expect that to be half of that within a week or so. So we're really seeing the tail end of this surge, and I really am hopeful, and I wasn't kidding about this. If you look at the Johns Hopkins models and the Cleveland Clinic models and the CDC, it really looks like we're going to have a long summer lull
back to
normalcy, and let's hope BA2 doesn't become much of a problem for us.
Thank you so much for coming by. Joey Pals, this edition of the Joey English Desert Datebook is brought to you by the City of Palm Springs, palmspringsca.gov. Joey English Desert Datebook is presented by the City of Palm Springs, palmspringsca.gov, 323-8299. Check out that website for all kinds of tourist information. Don't forget the tribute bands that are playing the first Wednesday of every month at the new Palm Springs Downtown Park. ACT Tours in Palm Springs want you to remember there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. The Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents with prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there and done that. Visit act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions, or you can call 322-1247. Dana Haynes, her wonderful website is astrologyworldnews.com, and we're under the sign of Pisces. She wants you to know Pisces individuals will discover the frustrations they've been having since 2016 have begun to clear up this year, especially during the remaining part of 2022. Jupiter in Pisces begins a new cycle for you this year, which will be even better in 2023. Pisces sense the change is coming, so don't get lazy, don't get depressed, as this year will turn out great if you decide to be optimistic. Take chances and realize God and your guides are helping you. The Desert Water Agency wants to remind you they want your input on electoral division maps. Go to dwa.org/divisions to view draft maps. Give your input or create your own map. If you need help paying your water bill, go to dwa.org/H2O to see if you're eligible for help. And if you want to save water and money, go to dwa.org/save. Just fabulous with that wonderful website, I love to tell you. The letter B, justfabulous.com. They have huge orders of books, gifts, candles, and everything. Think birthdays. Think Mother's Day. The letter B, so it's bjustfabulous.com. Lalo Vision says, connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachiking, psychic to the psychics, to find out what this month holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages, delivered from his beautiful office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley, will astound you. Call 401-1810 or visit Lalo, that's L-A-L-O, visions.com. The Palm Springs Aerial Tram says, remember to check out the tram cam for valley views, weather, and so much more. PSTramway.com. And Pines Cafe is open 7 days a week. See, when I talk about food, Pines Cafe is open 7 days a week during normal tram operating hours. And lastly, the Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters reminds you about that jazz on the second floor. And if you are interested in performing live upstairs in that lounge, reach out and contact, here comes an email, tim@psculturalcenter.org. Okay, Joey Pals, tomorrow, Steve Kelly, Kelly's Corner, Ovier Alvarez, Elijah and I will be here. Until then, you be well and all the best.